Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Daily.
Mother, go in.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come with a humble heart this morning and stretched out arms to receive you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Because, Father, without you, we are absolutely nothing. Father, without you, we can do absolutely nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank you for strength today. We thank you for your peace today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, the mind to know who we are and who we belong to. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We welcome you in our services on today. Have your way in our services on today. Heal, deliver, and set free in our services on today, Father God. And we say thank you. Father, we lift up Mother Matthews to you today, Father God. We thank you for continuously healing and strengthening her body, Lord God, on this side, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Father God. Prophet Dr. Matthews right now, Father God. We ask you to continue to pour your strength back into him, Lord God, as he pour out to your people near and far, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We thank you for this new day, Father God. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. Oh, have your way today, Lord God. And we say thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So we thank you for bringing your healing power to earth. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. And we just say thank you. Oh, we lift up Deacon Sanchez's daughter to you this morning, Father God. Continuously heal and strengthen her physical body, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we bless your name, Lord God. Let that you spring forth like an eagle today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we come to bless your name for breakthroughs today and not a breakdown, Father God. Yet we are better and not bitter. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we lift up Restoration Foundation in Harvey and Texas for you today, Father God. Continuously, Lord God, explode them in growth right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We lift up all the sick and shut in their homes on today, Father God. Go make a house call on today, Father God. Heal and deliver and set them free, Father God. And we say thank you. Stop by the hospitals on today, Father God. Go from floor to floor, room to room, healing and delivering right now in the name of Jesus that only you can do, Father God. The Spirit of living God penetrate their bodies right now. Heal and drive out all sickness and diseases right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. Because we're nothing without you. Absolutely nothing. But we ask you to have your way, Lord God. Stop by the nursing homes on today, Father. Go from room to room, floor to floor. Heal and deliver and set free that only you can do, Father God. You are Dr. Jesus, the great physician. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The Spirit of the living God can go where medicine can't go. The Spirit of the living God can go where x-rays can't go. Hallelujah. And go to the root of the matter. And we thank you for doing it for him right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood over our neighborhoods today, Father God. Cover our neighborhoods with the blood. Keep our youth safe from all harm and danger in our neighborhoods, Lord God. And we bless your name, Lord God. We say thank you. Oh, we say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We plead the blood of Jesus over Biden and Harrison right now, Father God. Have your way, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the White House, in Washington, D.C. Have your way, Lord God. Order their footsteps. Lead and direct them in all truth, Father God. Place the right people in their path, Father God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. Lift up our new mayor here in Chicago to you, Father God. Order his footsteps. Lead and direct him in all truth, Father God. Protect and shield his family, Father God, from all harm and danger, Lord God. And we truly give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God, because we are nothing without you, absolutely nothing. But we ask you to have your way today, Father God. Travel in grace and mercy for all your sons and daughters, near and far, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, be a fence around their vehicles today, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to magnify your name today. We lift up all the bike riders to you, the motorcycle riders to you today. Cover and keep them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep them from all harm and danger, Father God, that only you can do, Father God. Be a shield and a buckler around them, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today. We lift up all our loved ones to you today, Father God, near and far. We thank you, Father God, that your right hand is holding us all up, Father God. Keep them in your keeping care, Father God. And we say thank you. Cover Dad Matthews with the blood, concerning his body, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. All power is in your hand. And we say, have your way today. Send her entire family to you today, Father God. Continuously, Lord God, heal and deliver in her family, Father God. Keep them all near you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name. We thank you for baby Michael, Father God, that you are strengthening him daily, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, Father. We just say thank you for being our Father. We thank you for giving us another opportunity today, Lord God, to get it right, Lord God, in your eyesight, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name, Father. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was slain for each and every one of us. Have your way today, Lord God. It took 39 stripes on his back for us, took a crown of thorns for us. Oh, we say thank you, Lord God. Have your way today, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set free. We lift up Elder Hunter and his entire family to you today, Father God. Continually strengthen that family, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, from the oldest to the youngest, in the mighty name of Jesus, have your way today. We thank you for breakthroughs, 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 breakthroughs in every area of our life and not a breakdown. And we say thank you for the breakthroughs. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We say thank you for the homeless today, Father God, that you're doing a new thing for the homeless all over the universe, Father God. Have your way in the homeless life today. Place the right people in their path, Father God, that only you can do. Touch the hearts of your people, Father, that could do more for the homeless. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we bless your name for this new day. This is the day you have made, and we will rejoice. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. That our youth is springing forth like an eagle on today. We say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. Healing is a benefit. Peace is a benefit. Joy is a benefit. A sound mind is a benefit. So we thank you for sound minds today, God. You say, forget not your benefits. Hallelujah. So we bless your name for our benefits today. Benefit to able to raise our arms today, Father God. To walk on our legs today, Father God. Some woke up this morning and couldn't walk. But we can and we say thank you. Or we bless your name. We had a bed to sleep in. We say thank you. A pillow of peace to lay our heads on. We say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We thank you for the clothes on our back, the shoes on our feet, the food in our refrigerators. We say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord God. We just bless your name today. You say if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. Thank you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may you be continually glorified. So we thank you, Father God. For graduation day, Father God, that we're graduating in a new level to you today, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We say thank you. Keep our children safe, Father God, from all harm and danger. They out for the summer vacation, Father God. Let it be a peaceful, wonderful vacation for them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree and declare your promises, Father God. You say when we decree and declare a thing, it is established. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for being our daddy. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for the compassion you have on us. Help us to love like you love. Help us to have the compassion you have for us, for others. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Amen, amen. Thank God and thank God. Have your way, Lord. We love you.
The Lifeline Prophetic Conference. The Ron Matthews Ministries presents Lifeline Conference 2023.
On the Lifeline.
It happens June 23rd through 25th, 2023 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews. Pastor. Lifeline Conference 2023. This year's theme.
Go big or don't go at all.
It kicks off June 23rd at 7 p.m. It's praise and worship with Prophet Jamon Durante, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then, Apostle Maurice Simmons of Hampton, Virginia. On June 24th at 10 a.m., get ready for Prophetess Barbara Gaines from Orlando, Florida. On June 24th at 7 p.m., it's Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Harvey, Illinois. Also, Dr. LaRon Matthews will be honored on this night. Sunday, June 25th at 11 a.m., it's Prophetess Selena Randall of Chicago, Illinois.
Lifeline Conference 2023.
12 years of the Lifeline. June 23rd through 25th, 2023. At Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Registration fee is $50. You can register at Cash App. Hashtag RFPIM. At Zelle. At WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. That's WeRestore@Yahoo.com. And at PayPal at www.WeRestoreYou.org. Please put t-shirt size in the memo section. For more information, call 877-912-2027. 877-912-2027. Or 708-825-1988. 708-825-1988. Lifeline Conference 2023. 12 years on the Lifeline. June 23rd through 25th at Restoration Foundation. Prophetic International Ministries in Harvey, Illinois. Right now, make plans to be there. Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m. It's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m. In-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m. A powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office.
at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available time, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Keep on singing and keep sinning. I don't want to live for you and not see you in the end. I don't want to know your name. You'll not know much before I get to the gate. Please hold. Over my sin, myself. I don't wanna know your name, Jesus. And you've not known much before I get to the gate. Please hold me close. Don't let me go. Hold me close. In your loving arms, tell me that you love me. Tell me that you care. Oh, I'll stay by your side because I know you're near and you're everywhere. Oh, please hold me, yeah. Hold me close. Grab me in your arms and never let me go. Hold me close. Whatever you do, Lord, don't let me go. Hold me close. God, I will stay by your side. Hold me close. God.
depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Darken my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. I need the word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Against me shall be able to prosper. Through the night, let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Top of the day to you, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience, teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, Laron Matthews, and we welcome those of you that are listening in from all around the world. We welcome you on this day and excited about all that the Lord is doing for you, in you, and through you. Excitement is in the atmosphere today. We thank God for those of you who have been booked for this season to walk in the purpose and the plan and the mandate for which God has given you around the world. These are some exciting times, and we're celebrating all of the things that God has brought us into to truly understand the mandate on your life and the purpose for your life. We're thanking God for the intercessors, the prayer warriors, the ministry gifted men and women of God, and the kingdom leaders that God has used as an explosion for this dispensation and time. We welcome each and every one of you all, and we celebrate what God is doing in you and through you for such a time as this, that you're in a great place in the kingdom of God. And we're thanking God for how the Lord is doing tremendous things in you and through you and for your life on today. So we're thanking God for his mighty hand on the lives of the men and women of God, the intercessors and the prayer warriors. These are the days where we really need to know God for who he is in our life and the purpose that he has for our life. Times like this, we need the Lord to really move over the men and women of God for such a time as this. I just thank God for his spirit and his presence over the lives of many of you all who are standing with us today and standing in the gap with us. I'm excited about what he is doing, and certainly we're excited about the upcoming Lifeline Conference 2023. That's June 23rd through the 25th. Many of you, I'm telling you, it will be a great time. It's going to be exciting, and I'm looking to see you there in the building and in the place. And there's some things that God is doing for all of us, so you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss this powerful time in the Lord and what God is doing for us right now. And when I say us, that included everyone that's connected to what the Lord is doing for your life, your purpose, and your destiny. So many times you hear people talk about things and then you're not included, you're not part of it. No, you're part of what God is doing. He has drafted you into the wind, into the moment, into the movement, and certainly so you're part of everything that God has called for you to be in for this season of your life. And don't count yourself out. Don't count yourself out. Don't think God doesn't have you on his heart and his mind, because that's the further thing from the truth. You're very pivotal to what the Lord is doing. You're very important to where God is taking you, and you're very critical to the movement that's happening around the world. And this movement that God has called for us to be in, it's for everybody, the men and women of God who will be part of this. You're going to be blessed, you're going to prosper, and you're going to see his hand on you, his hand in your life, and his hand around your life. So everything you're watching and viewing is specifically designed for this time and this dispensation. So don't think you've been left by yourself or nobody don't love you. The enemy is doing what he can. No, you're part of what God is doing. God have put you and made you part of this, and he's included you in to the plan, the strategy for which he has for your life in this season. And many men and women of God, don't feel that you've been left out. The hand of God is on you. He's doing great and mighty things for you. And the word of God says, they that know that God would do great exploits, and you know that the great exploits that God is doing is for right now, for your life, and for the destiny and the purpose for which God has for you, you, and you on this day. We're counting you in. You're part of it. You're not left in the valley. You're not left by yourself. You're not out there alone. You're not an island to yourself. God has called you for such a time as this, and you're part of what he's doing and what he designed for your life. And so for many of the powerful men and women of God who feel that they're not part of nothing, the Lord has forgotten you. No, don't fall for the fantasy island trip. Don't fall for what the enemy is trying to pull you into. You are part of what God has called for you to be in this dispensation of time. He has chosen you and selected you for the right now of your life and the perfect time for your destiny. So stay in that place of the Lord. Let his perfect will be done. God's hand is on you. The love of God is all around us. And we've been chosen and selected and mandated for this hour of ministry and this hour for which the Lord has called us to be in and has selected you part of for this time. There's no other time in history that God did not choose you for and select you for right now. He's chosen you for exactly this time, and you are excuse me, executive to what he's doing for the men and women of God. You're called for this time. You're selected. You've been mandated, and you've been selected specifically in detail for the plan of God for your life and the projectile that God has for you and you, man of God and woman of God. There's no secret what God can do. What he does for others is already qualified that he can do in you and through you. So hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't bail out at the point of one of the greatest graduations there is in the history of the kingdom of God. There's many people who are giving the enemy a credit report that doesn't even fit the profile of what's going on. So you have been chosen and selected. God has his hand on your life. The mandate is going to come to pass. Everything that he's been speaking to us about, it's in the thrust of his word. It's been mandated for our life. And you're part of what God has called for in this dispensation. So you have to know that everything that the Lord is doing and that the Lord has spoken is specifically earmarked for your life, your season, and this dispensation of time. So that's why I thank God for all that the Lord is doing for many of us, and the Lord is prepared for the lives of many of us for such a time as this. You're on his heart. You're on his payroll. You're on his mind. You've been selected. You've been chosen. You've been mandated for this hour. And the Lord has not left you out in anything that he said he was going to do. He has not forgotten you. He has not left you out. And you're not alone. You are not alone in this season. You're not by yourself in this season. So don't be fooled by the trickery of the devil to make you feel like you've been left out of something. God hand ain't on your life. No, that's the further thing from the truth. There's a tremendous mandate on our lives right now for what we're doing for this time and season of ministry. And you've been chosen specifically for what God is doing. He has you here. His hand is on your life. And the many things that he has prepared for us are for the right now and the right season and the right dispensation for our life. Amen. Let's go into the word. Let's go into prayer. And we're going to believe God for some of you on today. Right now, we're believing the supernatural things that God is doing for us is all for the right now of our life. And stay in that place of God and don't lose sight of what the Lord has for you. Let's go into prayer. We thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for your presence and your power. God, we thank you for what you're doing from eternity into time. We thank you for the super movement that you're doing in the lives of your people even now in the name of Jesus. God, we bind up the spirit of confusion in the strong man that would try to deviate the people from the very purpose and the plan for what you have for their life even now. Those that are joining us in social media, those that are joining us from around the world, God, you touch them, you strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Bring healing, bring breakthrough, bring deliverance right now. Cover the mind of them in the name of Jesus. Let your fresh anointing fall over their life even now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the stronghold that would try to cause confusion in the night realm. And Lord, you open them up to the greater knowledge and the understanding of you. You said in your word that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mightier through you to the pulling down of the stronghold and casting down every vain imagination, illusion, and delusion, and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of your word. And God, we're bringing every thought into the obedience of your will and having a readiness to revenge disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. Father, I thank you for it right now. We give you praise, glory, and honor, and it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen to the Lamb of God. All right. Well, we blessing you, those that are joining us via social media. Please share with others that they may be blessed, that they may be ministered to. There is a word from the Lord on today. So those of you who are joining us, connect. Please share with others. They will be blessed as well. I want God's people to receive what he has for them. I want them to know that his hand is upon your life. I want him to know that what he's doing for you is right now for your life and your purpose and your mandate. So if you would share with others, invite them to come. Blog side, we bless the Lord for you, you and you on today, and the move of God that's happening right now and the strength of God that's going with many of you at this time. We are thanking God for all that he is doing in your life and in this season of your life and for your life. God has caused prophets to be men and women of God that will foretell and foretell what's going on. We are forecasters in the earth realm to warn the people of what's getting ready to manifest himself concerning the entire climate around the world. And I want God's people to truly understand what he's doing right now for the life of his people and to engage you into understanding not only the mysteries, but revealing the secrets that have been so given to us from the histories of books and told by the stories of others and lied by the spirits of demonic forces against the people of God. So you will know what God is saying to you for right now of your life and the purpose he has for your life in this season of your life. There is a mandate right now for the oil on your life. There's a tremendous mandate right now. The gift and the calling of God comes without repentance. We have gifted people and called people that flow tremendously in those areas. Yet, they're not spiritually mature to understand how important it is for their ministry gift for the kingdom of God and for the things of the kingdom of God. So I'm going to talk, I want to share today from the word of God from the book of Psalms 42. And those of you who would please share with others that they may be blessed as well. Psalm 42 and verse number one. And I know that this is a word that is needed right now. There is a desperate call right now in the land. And the desperate call in the land is to bring God's people into truly understanding where you are at with the Lord. And the desperate times that we're in is calling for desperate measures in the land. And for some of us, the enemy wants to lie to you to get you to believe that God does not have you on his heart, due to the cataclysmic events, due to the travesties in the world, due to the coronaviruses, the infirmities around us. He wants the people to not believe that the Spirit of God is not moving on our behalf and on the behalf of us. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. That's the furthest thing from the truth. His hand is on our life. His hand is on your life. His hand is connected to your life. And there's a mandate right now for many of us that can't be stopped. That's why the confusion is what it is in the land. Some of you right now, you have a mandate, but your mandate is making you angry with God due to the circumstances of what you're seeing. The mandate right now is an urgency for the men and women of God to be in position so that you will be able to move with the tide of time. And moving with the tide of time is requiring men and women of God to be strong in the Lord in spite of where you at in the level of your strength. You have to be strong in the Lord and know that his will for your life is to take you to higher levels in him, higher places in him, so that you will flow and operate in the spiritual things of the Lord God. Enemy is trying to fool people to have you think your biological clock, you're getting too old, and to play on you. Let me tell you something. So many of you right now, you are at a critical place, and this is a word for you. Sister Carson, this is a word for you because the Lord keeps dropping you in my mind. Sister Tammy Chosen Carson, I want you to hear this. And I'm going to start prophesying as that God has given me for some of you too. So please go ahead and share with other people as well. You are at a pivotal time in your life where things are going to work in your favor. Regardless of the witchcraft words that have been spoken over your life, regardless of the pathetic things that people have told you, you are at a place in God that his hand is on your life like never before. But the enemy wants you to make sudden moves that would almost trap you, because your moves you're going to make will be moves that will bless you in a greater way. But don't make the moves that you're making based upon trying to get people back or trying to prove to people who you are. Listen to this, woman of God. The Lord God told me to tell you. He said, walk in this season still. When I say still, be still. Because what's getting ready to manifest from your life will be life-changing. It's going to be life-changing. People are not with you. The people you're going to try to prove to them what you did, your writing, they're not even concerned about that. God is doing what he's doing for you, for the lives of the people who understand your sound. The enemy wants to negotiate many of the people's sound based upon their pain and not their purpose. See, what God is trying to get many of us to see, that your purpose will outdo your pain. But what the enemy is doing, he's playing on your pain to make you miss your purpose. And then you will be focused on how you're trying to get people back through your pain, and you'll miss your purpose. That is why the enemy is causing major confusion in the lives of the believer, because they feel that we're behind time. I better make a move before this person. I better hurry up and do what I need to do. No, there's traps being set by the enemy at this critical crossroad. This critical crossroad that you're in will be a crossroad that will change your entire life forever. You are in a miracle season. And in the miracle season, there's miraculous things that are happening on your behalf and for your behalf. Because he's opening up doors that you thought he should have opened up in 2016, 2012, when you were under people ministry and faithful to them. And you would say, well, I trust God. I believe God. How many of you right now have fasted and prayed and laid before the Lord, and you have been in the presence of the Lord God at a pivotal place in him? Now you're not fasting, but you're waiting for the move of God. Look at what Jesus did, Yeshua. And I said Psalm 42. Let's go over to the word of God in the book of Matthew 4. Let's go over to Matthew 4 and 4 and 1. Let's turn over to Matthew 4 and 1. I want to teach and prophesy at the same time. Matthew 4 and 1. And then I want to tell many of you You need to share this. I want to tell many of you what is going to manifest itself after June 15th and between June 15th and June 25th. June 25th going into July 1st. It's going to be the fiscal year. And you all are going to see one of the greatest shockers of history in our United States government. It's going to be one of the greatest shockers in the history of this United States government. And it's going to shock many people. And you're going to see by August, September, and October, there will literally be tremendous chaotic things manifesting in the land by the shockers that's getting ready to be revealed coming out of the White House, the Congress, and the Senate. Now, follow me here. Let's go over to Matthew chapter number 4, Matthew's 4 and 1. 4 and 1. Now, some of you who have been partnered with us, this is for Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio. You all need to be on with us. Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, join us right now. And some of the other partners, we want you to follow us because of what I'm sharing today. In the Word of God from Matthew's 4 and 1. Now, listen to this very carefully, how the spiritual realm of your fasting, your prayer, your meditation, your presence with the Lord, your connection with God is so pivotal for right now. It's very important to understand exactly right now where you are at, where I am at in the things of the Lord. Matthew 4 and 1. Now, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit. Now, Matthew's gospel was written for the Jews, but it was explained through Paul, the Gentile. When you read Matthew's gospel was written for the Jews, but for the Jews who understood that he was going to be the coming Messiah, and he would be a voice of the age in reasoning. Most people know him as Yeshua HaMashiach. Mashiach simply means anointed one. Yeshua, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Meshach simply means anointed one. Yeshua HaMashiach, anointed one. And God has anointed us to be carriers of the presence of his son, Yeshua. You've been anointed. You've been smeared. You're a smearing, and you're a covering of the anointing on your life and the purpose of the anointing on your life. Now, Mark's gospel was written for what we call the Gentiles. Now, when you see the word Gentile in the Bible, the original word was nation. We are in the image, imagination. So when you read Mark's gospel that said it was for the Gentile, it really means nation. Anybody who was not Jews, they were of other culture or tribe. So Mark's gospel was written for other nations. The Matthew's was written for the Jews. Luke was written for a Roman officer named Theophilus, who was connected to the Roman church. And then John's gospel was different because of his relationship with Jesus and is connected to Jesus. That's why when you read Matthew's, Mark, Luke, and John gospel, it's called semantic. Semantic means a common view. The common view, all of them says the same thing, but they give a different opinion of his life, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. So when you read the gospel, it's called Christology. It's giving you a crystal clear of the themes of Jesus. And it's by the translation of writers that reveal to us so you can understand the gospel. Through the gospels, it must be revealed to you. And if you don't have the proper men and women of God who will be able to explain that, you will just be reading a script and trying to figure out what it's all about. So when you read Matthew, you read it from this place: his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection. But ultimately, it's about the power that will come through the gospel or the word of God. Now, it's for the believers who are converted into the spiritual things of the Lord, to having your life is spiritually connected to God. Your life, you are a spiritual being. So when you read it, you have to read it by what's been given to you or the codes in here. I'm going to reveal over the last 10 years of teaching, social media, Facebook, and the list goes on. I've been revealing to the world secret codes of the Word of God, where the United States government has sent people to follow me. They've been trying to figure out, how did I know all of the events that were going on, from coronavirus to COVID-19, and explaining to the world things that only secret society or the noble birthing knew and sold to political leaders around the world. And how is it that I'm revealing thousands of documents and true events that are happening around the world to many of you to warn you that what God is doing for you is to bring us into the knowledge of understanding exactly the details of God's word concerning his people and the exact detail concerning the life of his people. I'm not preaching and teaching to hype you, to make you feel good. I'm teaching to give you knowledge and understanding of how your body is connected to eternity, and your enemy, the inner you, it becomes an enemy to the eternity in you. Some of you, you're getting ready to walk, breathe, and live in a state in God that will be so powerful in your walk with him that nobody will be able to stop the glory and the presence of God on your life that the Lord had brought you into. You are at a pivotal time right now. If the enemy could not destroy you in 2020, 2019, 2021, 2022, and what he planned for many of the minds of the people in 2023, because many of you, your mind went through a transformation. It's been a transformation of the mind of the people. That's why the mental health of so many people are distorted. The mental health of many of you have been distorted due to the enemy wanting to confuse you concerning your purpose and the plan for your life. He want to confuse you. So, and please, saints of God, don't take me wrong when I say this. The effect of the corona shot that many people have taken, that most people are looking at the effect of it and how it affected them. And some people's body, immune system, are totally out of place. But the Lord will still intervene from you based upon hearing people in fear of the decisions we make. He's doing something for most of us right now. In a chaotic time, there's a cure for the mess that the enemy had tried to do. Look. If the enemy can change the DNA of a man and woman of God who supposed to be in royal position, who's supposed to be heirs to the earth realm and the dynamics of all of those things, and they invest billions of dollars, trillions of dollars into trying to destroy human lives by creating a demonic genocide for you, that shows me that some of you are powerful beings in the earth realm. and the power that's in you cannot be stopped due to the glory of God on your life. You're not religion beings. You're spiritual beings. And because of who you are in the kingdom of God, the enemy is trying to deviate you from your legacy and what you are heirs to right now. You are heirs at this very moment to the greatest power shift in the history of our time. Many of you are heirs to that. And you're heirs to it because God has selected and chosen you for such a time as this. He has selected you for such a time as this. And there's no other time in the history of the earth realm that you were not supposed to be here and gravitate to what he's releasing to you, and he's getting ready to allow you to tap into and have. That's why the enemy has invested. He's invested in trying to stop prophets. He's invested in trying to cause confusion for the prophetic people. He is invested in trying to cause issue within the ranking of prophetic men and women of God in the apostolic move that's in the land. He's invested in trying to confuse you. He's invested in trying to manipulate you. He's invested in trying to deviate you from where you need to be in God and your relationship to God. He's invested time in that to try to stop the men and women of God from receiving what you have. Your fasting, your prayer, your commitment, your life to God, your setting apart, your faithfulness, you're being celibate to God, solemn to God, dedicated to God. All of these things, the enemy is trying to get you to feel that you're not worthy and God has forgotten you. No, the Lord has not forgotten any of us. He has not forgotten the plan. He has not forgotten the strategy. He has not forgotten the things he's going to do on your behalf. He has not forgotten the season that he brought you into. He has not forgotten his dedication and commitment to you, the things that he said he would do for your family. He has not forgotten you. The enemy is trying to trap our mind into believing that God will not do it, and the enemy is lying to us. He's trying to deceive us. He's trying to fool us. He's trying to manipulate you into thinking that God would not do what he said he's going to do for you and you and through you. He will not be able to do it. You just have to stay focused on the purpose and the plan for which God has for your life and for the destiny of your life. Your genealogy in God tells us at this very moment, you are heirs to the entire sovereignty that's in the land. You're heirs to that. And the enemy wants you to believe that you're not privileged to what God wants to do. He wants you to not believe that. He wants you to walk in a mindset of defeat. He wants you to feel that you can't make it, you can't survive. He wants to lie to your purpose and your plan. He wants to lie to many of us that we can't do it. Listen to this. This is the first time in history, and you can share this with others. This is the first time in history that the United States of America released the debt ceiling, and they didn't put a cap on it. Why? Why did they do that? See, to really understand what's going on, when they lift the debt ceiling in the United States, that means there's unlimited. What they tried to do is they tried to limit things. Now they cannot limit anything, so there's no cap on the debt ceiling. So the $32 trillion can be $42 trillion tomorrow, $52 trillion the next day. You know why? Because they know that the original people and God's chosen people, you cannot put limits on us. So they came to the revelation that we will not put limits on the people because of the power for which they have, the authority. We try to stop them. We try to kill them. We try to destroy them. We try to miseducate them. We try to cause cataclysmic events. We created pipeline to prisons. We did everything. We even set religious. We even gave them religious leaders that the religious leaders can do what they want to do, like they try to do to Jesus. We can indoctrinate them. We can't fool them. Everything is coming to the surface. And this is not about race. This is about a presence of God over the land for the people. Now, since the debt ceiling was lifted, listen to what's getting ready to happen. The wealth portals are open gigantuan. So that means that, and don't take me wrong, you don't have to sit in a line and pray for some money when it's already yours. When you are heirs to it, it belongs to you. See, most people don't really understand the Melchizedek blessing, the priestly blessing of the Melchizedek blessing that has fell down from generation to generation, that has been released to us around the world. Now you're watching over in the Middle East. You're watching countries coming together. You're watching all of these countries coming together to create their financial portfolio. And then our country, what they tried to do, what they did to Gaddafi over there, they can't do it to those nations over there. So what they do is let's release the debt. Let's release it. Let's just release it because we can't stop them now. We might as well join them. So what you're going to see is you're going to see heirs to family. Now, we're not talking about what you got over the King Charles. That's just a sovereignty thing. What you're watching is you're watching the biblical word in fulfillment. Everything that I'm sharing today, it's Bible fulfillment. It's Bible fulfillment, even in the translation of the word of God. Every man and woman of God, you are in biblical fulfillment and prophetic utterance. And they know, the Catholic Church know that, the Jesuit Order know that, the Presbyterian Church, the Episcopal Church know that, the Islam know it, Judaism know it, all of those religions in the world know that we are in prophetic fulfillment. And many people who even look at the Bible and read it know that everything is in fulfillment right now. You don't need a prophet to tell you that, because you're watching the dynamics of the world. The precipitation of the land is in your favor, man of God and woman of God. That's why many people are chasing people for their wealth. When you have the wealth inside the pineal gland and the cerebellum and the cerebrum, you have the knowledge, and that's why all of the knowledge is being released to us, and the mysteries is being released to us, and the things that you're getting ready to see. You're watching the rise and the fall of the noble systems of the world. They will not be able to stop what God is doing for us. They will not be able to stop you from where you're about to walk into, where you're about to receive. As a matter of fact, many of you thought the mantles were passed. They were not passed, because mantles can't go to people that are cursed. You thinking people got received mantles that you were supposed to receive. It's not the truth. What they're trying to do is hide your DNA. The mantles that are supposed to be given to you, they're being released to you, and they can't stop it. They would not be able to stop this powerful presence of God. And God don't give mantles to curse people. He doesn't give mantles to people, to bloodlines that are cursed against him. They don't get mantle. What they do, they get money, and you think money is a mantle. Money ain't a mantle. Currency is. It's a mantle to be able to house. Your sound give you authority and power over things, not your audience and your stage and your arenas and your platform of what people are doing. You're getting ready to tap into one of the greatest times of your life. That's why the confusion is what it is in the mind of the people. There's been 30 days, the government had invested in putting water irrigation and systems and solar systems in places and 5G systems in places and tapping into your atmosphere out there and try to get the people to feel that they're confused. You're not confused. You're not confused by any stretch of the imagination. That's why I'm trying to get many of you to join me for this conference next week. I need all of you all, wherever city you in, join us for the conference. It's called the Mantle Conference. Go to my Facebook page. You need to go to my Facebook page right now. Don't lose me right now. And register for this Mantle Conference. You need to be there. It's going to be a powerful time. There's going to be impartation. There's going to be a word from the Lord. There's going to be prophetic utterance. There's going to be many things happening. And then I want you to join us for our Lifeline Conference. Our Lifeline Conference 2023. I'm telling you, saints of God, if I be a servant of the Lord, some of you right now, you need to be there. You need to be in the present for what God will do for you in this hour, right now. There's certain leaders that don't need to put their hands on you. There's certain people don't need to touch you. There's certain people don't even need to be connected to you right now. And the reason being, because of the secret, the contaminants in the land. The contaminant. Some people ain't been before the Lord. They've been following you on your social media platform, running after what you have and calling it the Lord. Sister Bush, there's some things that God is doing in your life right now that's going to be very important for your purpose in the next several weeks. Some of you I prophesied to last week, and you inboxed me about what the Lord had did for you and the things the Lord had released to you. And it's manifesting itself right now. For the hour that you're in, you in this powerful season of the breakthrough. Let's go to Matthew 4:1. Then would Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be what? Tempted of the devil. And he had fasted 40 days. Fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He would afterward hunger. Here's what happened. Verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made to bread. Now, I'm going to connect this verse to Moses in the wilderness with the Jews that left Egypt. He's there. And he did what? The people rebellion caused Moses to miss the promised land. He went on to eternity. Jesus now fulfills it through the 40 days and 40 nights. He goes to what? He uses, here's the devil, the stone. Now, if you study the stone, the tribe, Jacob ladder, the power of what he's telling us. We are in the time of the unsearchable. The unsearchable means that men and women of God who the Lord has selected for this time cannot be identified. They're the unsearchable and the untouchable. True vine, listen to this, Pastor Belton, true vine, the people of God, we're the unsearchable and the untouchable. You can't kill what God has selected and chosen as his people for this hour in dispensation. So Moses, what did he do? He struck the rock. And what did he do? He was not privileged to the promised land. So Satan want many of you to miss out on the stones that he have connected to you. And that's why what you're dealing with concerning the king of England, because there ain't no queen on the throne. She's a concierge. She's not the queen. She's a concierge. Until God select and chose the original people on the throne, America will be thrown out of whack. Until the original people get to that position, they will be thrown out of whack. That's why they're trying to go into the continent of Africa, which many really, Africa is a Dutch name, to try to fool the people into not knowing their rights and their ears to the power that be. Jesus fulfilled everything that was concealed and that they thought would never be revealed. I am as a prophet is revealing everything that was concealed and hid from the people of God. You have to remember in 2021, when they discovered so many tons of gold in Uganda, and because America put tension on them, because they tried to get them to support the homosexual movement and to support all this perverted stuff. And God gave them more than enough that they don't have to beg anybody, because he's giving you what you need. And you have a lot of believers who are operating in counterfeit positions and counterfeit places. That's almost trillions of dollars of gold. God let them discover it and let them have that. And some of you right now, you ain't seen nothing yet what's getting ready to be released to us. Now, some of us right now, look at all of the gold. Tons of it been released. Look at what's been given to us. Powerful place. Uranium. Oil. We'll never be lacking oil. And the metaphor for oil is the anointed. You'll never be lacking anointed men and women of God. Period. You have been chosen and selected by God for time like this. Here's what Jesus said. And it was later, after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he fulfilled the Mosaic law. And the tempter came to him and did what? That Luciferian spirit, that ancient spirit, said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made to bread. And here's what Jesus said. He answered and said, it is written. Now, when you understand the word it is written, it's before the foundation of the world. Before the world was formed, before anything was in place, the foundation was already laid. You can't lay a foundation over a foundation. You can't find something that was already found. If you do, it's a finder's fee. You can't get a fee for something that's already been found. You are the chosen and selected by God. You have already been chosen by him and made to be in the image, in the likeness of him and the characteristic of him. And everything was done. So he tells the devil, it is written, man should not live by what? Bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Out of the mouth of God. Out of you who operate in the substratum of the counsel of God inside you. Why is it that over the last 12 years and 15 years, they have invested in perverted things, polluted things, and especially black America and melanated people. They have used everything in their trap to make us lose our identity and who we are in God, and then use it with human rights and equal rights, and then try to pervert the system of God's people to not knowing who you are. Let me tell you something. I'm going to bless many of you this. If you study, I'm going to take you to understanding the word. I want you to hear this, men and women of God. Share this with others. I want you to hear this. Let me take you to some serious understanding that you may understand exactly to the details and to the depth of the presence of God concerning your purpose and the power for which God has given you. Listen to this. And I want many of you to understand where you are at as it relates to the glory of God and the position that God has you in, totally in his will and totally in his plan and totally for the purpose. Because some of you have to really know that the purpose of God is on your life, and exactly to the purpose. When you know the purpose of God on your life, many people would not be able to fool you, manipulate you, deceive you, confuse you, and knowing who you are in the kingdom of God. Because your purpose in life right now is what's going to keep you and what's going to bring you into to this wealth that God wants to put in your hand and show you the mighty things that you're getting ready to manifest. Because this is a critical hour for you all. Now, listen to this. I want you to understand the word transcend, to transcend. Now, it's interesting, we have 66 books of the Bible, which were actually 80. 14 of them were not put in the King James. So, what was the reason why the other 14 did not exist in the King James? Most of them dealt with the ability to transcend from the letter to the spirit, to transcending in the spirit realm. They set it up when people with the Catholic Church and the Jesuit order and the secret society, the Scottish Rite, and you can name the rest, wanted you to bow down and worship their idol, their Nimrod deity, and the system of that deity, so that you will not know the power to be able to transcend. I can give you everything you need as it relates to secret things. And what they took out of that is the secrets that they thought they only had for themselves. There are millions of secrets that God will reveal, and he's already revealing them now to us. That's transforming our mind outside of worshiping men until moving, and so that we can move in the presence of him. Listen to this. I need to go back to this. The Mantle Conference, I believe she's over here, Prophetess Randall and Apostle Jacob. The Mantle Conference that is coming is being so fought right now due to who God will use and how he will use certain people to be an impartation to the manifestation of transformation. Now, let me take you into the word transcend. To transcend means a man and woman of God can rise above, move beyond, or exceed the limits of thought. That means your ability to move outside of you, outside the limits of thought of how you can even think or imagine, the limits of thought, to take your mind, the pineal gland, the sacred eye of God. That's why the word of the Lord God talks about it in the gospel. If your eye be single with light, then your whole body is light. It's the Jesuit order and the noble birthing can get into you and change your DNA. They can change your transformation to transcend your ability to operate in the light of God, in the presence of him, to become one with him in totality and to operate in that level of the totality of God and the ability to move and maneuver. You will carry the sacred weapon, not just the secrets of man, you will be able to move it to the ranking of where the angels were at. The Bible says we are just a little lower than the angels. So we are a little lower than them. But when you tap into the power, you tap into the presence and the glory. You are men and women of God that the Lord told all of the angels in heaven. They said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. All of the angels, before they fell, they knew that humanity, men and women of God like us, we were in the image of the Father and connected to the presence of him, his angel. So we had the power to be able to transcend ourselves. To transcend means you can move above the limit of thoughts and surpass human cognitive ability. You can surpass human. So when man thinks a record is and nobody can break the record, you can far pass and far supersede the record. You can supersede anything in the earth realm to transcend beyond ordinary common experience of human knowledge where the human mind and ability in, you are the supernatural of God. You can move by debe siakabasho into the supernatural of God, and the supernatural of God will take you where the angels are at, the fallen angels, the principality, the power, the rulers of darkness, the areas of darkness with your light, and you can remove them because we have dominion. You can remove these angels. You have the authority to remove them, and they don't want you to know the power that you have to remove them. You letting human beings who are flawed and don't have the power you have to throw fear on you because of self-esteem, rejection, and using titles. The titles mean nothing. It only identifies you. Base organization, your organization or your area of study or your career to transcend takes you into a whole entire different dimension. You think people are flowing in the spirit and they moving in, and when you hear people say, I'm moving in the dimensions of God, no, they got that dementia. That's dementia. When you see a person that can be one way 1 minute and 20 seconds later another, that's dementia. Dimensions means you can move into the spirit world. And you can tap into where demons are at, or what we call fallen angels. I won't even call them demons. I'm going to call them Nephilim, angels, that are demonized. You will tap into that place, and you will be able to remove them. You are authorized by your sound. The enemy is getting people to negotiate their sound so they can be like other people, other individuals. Look at all of the thousands of people that got identity crisis. They don't even know who they are 1 week. They don't even know who they are the next week. They don't know who they are the next month. They don't know who they are the next day. They got identity crisis. And you trying to follow people who are walking around with curses and not cures. You're the cure in the earth realm. You have the power and the ability. How is it that they have government will invest millions of dollars in trying to figure out my mind and my thoughts and to throw me off and to send wicked spirits into the ministry that I'm pastoring, send Jezebel spirits in to set me up. They send folk in to distract our ministry, to try to throw us off. I have not been thrown off. Why? Because the level of the anointing on my life and the power I have over these false spirits that I sit in to intimidate you or use flesh. When you move beyond the fleshly ways, you move into the presence of God for which he has. Transcend. Move into the supernatural infinite power to transcend, to move above and beyond that place in the kingdom of God. The Hebrew word for transcend, Jesus was able to transcend. That's why he said he was led up of the Spirit to the wilderness to be what? Tempted of the devil. Led up of the Spirit into the wilderness. Now listen to this. Your body carries a rhythm. So from the rhythm, kids, what happens? Listen to this. Number one, from the rhythm, you carry a temperature in your body. In your body is temperature, number one. Number two is temperament in your body. Temperament. Number two is temperamental. Your temperament would determine your temperamental to bring you what? To the place of your tempo, your highest peak, elevation. Temperature, it goes up and down. Temperament, temperamental, temper, tempo, the highest level. The highest level of the temple is the highest depth of the skull. That's why you got bones and skull, those organizations. Bones and skull. That's what they call it. Then you deal with next level, Jesuit order. Then you deal with the brain, the order of the brain. They want to control the brain through the cerebellum and cerebellum to move you in. The pineal gland control the substratum of the crystal in you. That's the light in you. That's the place where all the power is released to transcend into power. That's how I'm able to speak to dates and times and weeks and go into places where God will take me where man is or woman is, childhood issue. He will authorize you to be able to minister to the needs of folk. And he will give you accuracy of eternity to bring to humanity from his deity to deliver them from insanity, to bring you out of the state of insanity that this demonic world have called many of us to operate into. The power that God will give you will bring you into the glory of him. If you ever notice, many leaders get mad at people because you're not being like them. My job is to make you like God, not like me. My job is to teach sons and daughters to be greater than I. Jesus said, greater works will you do than I, because I go to the Father. If you're not with a leader that push you to be greater than them, then you got a leader that have limited the God in you. Your job is to be able to move into the spirit realm far greater than any imagination, because your sons and daughters are heirs to where you are at. So they from the heirs to where you are at to bring you into the glory of God. If I'm wealthy, you should be wealthy. If I'm rich, you should be rich. If I'm have the knowledge, you should have the knowledge. If I move into the power, you should have the power. If I move into the spiritual realm, you should move into the spiritual realm. I should never be insecure of another man's greatness on his life. I should be excited about his ministry, excited about where God is taking us in that level of ministry, because we're walking together in the same spirit world. When they don't walk with you in the same spirit world, that means that they're in another realm and they're not in the spiritual realm where God has you at, because you have to come together to be in the power of God so everything can be in alignment with your life and with the purpose of your life. And everything will come together in oneness of God. Your temperature should not change your temperament. And then your temperamental, your mental, your temperamental. Because when it gets to your temperamental, it gets to your tempo. And Satan attacks the people in what? The temperature. If your body is not connected to the light of God, then it's connected to the darkness, evil. And then the enemy can do what? He can mess with your temperature, then your temperament, and then your temperamental, and then your tempo. And you'll never reach the peak in God that will give you power over principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. That's why Satan is the tempter of temperature, temperamental, and tempo. You want me to say that again? That's why Satan is the tempter of what? Temperature that will mess with your temperament to get you to be temperamental, to stop you from reaching the tempo of God. 14, temperature through the tempter to mess with your temperament, to cause you to go through temperamental, to never get to the tempo of God, the highest peak in God, to bring you into understanding the pineal gland that controls the light of the synergy of eternity in humanity from his deity. You will be able to operate in the glory of God in that place. Some of you, you can be in a place of God where you never look old. I want y'all to go Google this. There's a lady who was a nun. This is right now. It's a lady, she was a nun. They buried this lady who was a nun. They just unburied her. Her body was in a still the same form. It was no demarque on her. You can Google this right now. There was no demarque. And she was a black woman that was a nun. Listen to this face of God. Let me tell you how powerful God is. To show you the power of how Elijah gave to Elisha power when he dies, and years later, he was unburied, the bones resurrect the people. This is going on right now. God is revealing to us to be able to transcend, that your body would not even have demarque on it. Some of you, God can take you back. I don't even look my age. Why? Because God can take you into the spirit realm and put youth on you, give you energy, give you power to be able to transcend your thoughts. You don't have to look 70. You don't have to look 60. You don't have to look 50. You don't have to look 40. You can look eternal. Oh, good God Almighty. Because you're in the image of God and the power that's inside you, the glory of you. Some of you have to eat differently. Take care of your health. You can flow in the spirit of God. You can move in the spirit of God. You can tap into the glory of God when you will be in him. And this lady, millions of people coming from around the world. Listen to this. From around the world to see this nun. There's no demarque on, and the lady is a black lady. She looked just as normal. She died at 95 years old and don't even look a day older, because she was able to transcend herself. And let me tell you something. When the Catholic Church did that, you know what they were telling all of the secret society, the Scottish Rite, the Bones and Scale, the 333s, Jesuit Order, that in the spirit realm, there's a rising up of these people that we can't even destroy them and demarcate. We can't do anything against them. because of the power of God over their life. We cannot even stop what God is doing in them. We can't even eliminate the power that's over them. You are heirs to be able to transcend your thoughts. The Hebrew word for transcend is hikadish, to surpass and outdo. You can move beyond the norm and the normalcy of them. Look at all of these NBA basketball players and NFL basketball, black ones, that are being sick. They can't even break record because they took the shot. And look at some of them now. Look at them. Now, what's rising up? Who won the NBA slam dunk competition? The white boy, he won it. See? And we were winning it. See, now look what they're doing again. See, you have to understand what is, and this is, and I'm trying to get the people to understand the plan and the deception that they're trying to sell. What they're trying to do, they cannot stop what God is doing. It will not be possible. Before that happens, the entire earth, it will be a shaking. The entire universe will be a shaking because of what is released and what God has for us. Let me give you the Greek word for transcend. This word is hupobello. It means to throw over, beyond, or to run beyond. It means acceleration. Now, let me tell you, some of you pastors and leaders, I don't want y'all to be confused when y'all members don't get this part. And especially new members that was going to come, that's going to join your ministry. What you're getting ready to see is what happened in 2001, when all the churches were filled with people after 9/11. People started going to churches. Your churches are getting ready to be filled up. Listen to me. I want you all to hear this. Listen, men and women of God. You follow me right here. There are going to be churches going to be filled up to capacity. But the people, mental health, will not be cognitively sound for your frequency. Now listen to this. When I say that, you're going to be in the will of God. Your frequency have to be able to move into the mind to bring them out of being brainwashed into blood wash with your sound. Your sound will have to bring them out of the incarceration of the genocide sound of what church was about. And people are going to be drawn by the magnitude of who you are in God and the power for which you will carry in the spirit realm. And no one will be able to stop you. That's why I said to you, Sister Carson, you can't live with excuses in this season. You have to go where the power of God is. You have to go where people are going to push your purpose, your book. You're going to have to make a move. This is a time right now where the glory of God is on many of you all. And your excuses will not work for the power for which God is going to give you. Some of you, God will push you. And he's going to thrust you into places because he needs what's on your life. That's why I'm telling many of you all, this conference, this is going to be a powerful conference that's going to transform your life forever. Everybody in this dispensation of time will not be able to minister to many of you all because of who you are. God is going to take you deeper into the revelation of him, where your DNA is going to match the inheritance and the legacy for which you have. Sister Carla, where God has you at right now is you, that you're in between. There's some things that God is working, even with you and your fiance, that is so powerful. It's almost like, Lord, what is this that's hindering us? What's hindering you all? What is it that's hindering? Why are we right here? What is it that's hindering? The decision. The decision. You in a decision time, and it's critical for where you're going and where God is taking you. You need to be tapped into a frequency that will open you up to a greater level than where you are at. The sound have to be adjusted in some of our lives, our mind and our thoughts, so that where God is taking us will blow the mind of those who try to stop us or break us. Some of you, you have a powerful sound, but it's based upon the pain and not the purpose. I'm trying to move you from the pain of your sound to the purpose of your power, to the frequency that will release. Those angels are laughing at a lot of people. Why? Because they're fooling them. They're negotiating your sound to make you feel like you are not who you are. That's why the demonic world is interrupting our thought patterns and trying to confuse us. There's a form of godliness. Why? Because they deny the power of Elohim, where God is taking most of you all at, are too, right now. Sister Daniel, Dr. Daniel, this is a word for you. The Holy Spirit is doing something in your life right now. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is moving over you. And this is for you, Sister Carson, too. And Sister Carson, as well as Sister Carmen, this is a word for you. The Holy Spirit is going to do something in you three women. And you and this too, Sister Carla. The Holy Spirit is getting ready to take you all up to a higher level. Now listen to this. So don't take me wrong when I say this. Where God is going to take some of you all up, you have to be in the right place in terms of the relationship. Because what happens is that men in your life, or men who will connect to your life, will not be able to understand it. You all will be able to help them. But what they will think is that you're better. But no, God is taking you into a spiritual realm. Some of you are going to see this because you got to gravitate towards this word today. Because see, what this word is going to do is going to require the ascending of God to have the right person to be able to minister to you all in this season that you're in, because of the level of the anointed on your life. That's why this is a word for you, Bishop Fabian Tucker. Where you are at right now, man of God, you are at a very powerful, prestigious place in the Lord. And this place in the Lord right now that he has you in is causing some things to begin to erupt in the region that you're in. And they're coming on Debekoski Atabahaya, that things are turning around for you. And as they're turning around for you, you can't link yourself back to the old ways of people, because these people don't have the power, Romance Eliosha, to carry what God has given you in this season. And this is the word for the woman of God for just joining me. God bless you, Pastor. Pastor Ivory, woman of God, this is a word for you. And the Lord had dropped you in my spirit, and I was supposed to give you a call last week. But I want you to know this. The Lord is taking you and your family, because I looked at your face on Facebook, and I saw the impeccable wisdom and the power that that's on you right now. The glory of God on you right now has brought you into an impeccable season of wisdom, woman of God. And the things that the Lord is getting ready to thrust you into. That's why the battles and the warfare that you had to come through, sanctioning you for right now. You have a spiritual glow on you. And the spiritual glow on you is going to ignite you in such a power. That religious banner, that traditional wave, you're far beyond that. That's why you're frustrated with what you're seeing. You're frustrated with how you're looking at things. It's like, Lord, what is this now? Because God, you have met God in a special place. And the things that the Lord is getting ready to release to you and take you to is far greater than your imagination. It's almost like in the last 2 years of your life, the last 2 years of your life have changed around 30 to 35 to 40 years of your life because of where you are at in God, woman of God, and the place that God is releasing you to. I'm prophesying into your pineal gland. I'm prophesying into the counsel of God's will over some of you all right now. That where he's taking you all, you're trying to go back to old people and old issues to expect to see many of you where you're at right now is not based upon people that you're trying to prove something to. God is moving you past people you've been trying to prove things to so you can slow. God is bringing you to people that will celebrate where you are, your approval in God. You will not be around people that have tolerated you. You will be around people that will celebrate you. And I even hear the word of God for you, woman of God. Your investment, you are in an investment to God, not to religion, not to organization. You are God's investment. God have invested too much inside of you right now. There's too much investment. Even some things concerning your mother. Rabbi Shedidi Osata, God is doing some things even in that connection. There's some things that the Lord is getting ready to release to you even in that area. And you know what those things are. You know what those things are about to manifest because you are in a powerful season of your life. Matter of fact, here's what I hear the word of the Lord God. The enemy will not be able to erase Shanda, holy Yose. The enemy would not be able to erase history on where God is taking you, woman of God. He would not be able to erase it. You are powerful in where God is taking you right now. You're in a powerful synergy of God, of the things that's getting ready to manifest. Sister Nicole McLeod from England, this is a word from you, woman of God. Now, there's some things that the Lord is specifically doing for you right now. I'm looking at a cottage in a city. There's some things that's been held up. They will not be held up. I'm looking at some finality of some things that God is going to work in your behalf, specifically in detail for you. It's going to move in your behalf, and it's going to turn in your favor. I don't know where you move from. I see you moved from one place to another place. There was a letter sent to you all, but it did not get to you because you moved. And it's an important document. I hear the word of the Lord God said, document. There's some documents that God has for you all. And these documents are documents that's going to change your life forever. And it's concerning some invested things, some documents. And God is going to get those documents in your hand and for your life. It's going to be powerful, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Many things are happening right now. Many things are manifested in this time for you, for such a time as this. Stay in that place of God. Woo, shada-da-da-da-da-bo-ta-da-da-bo-ta. I'm already here in Atlanta. So everybody, I'm already here in Atlanta. I'm already in the, I'm right here in Atlanta right now, getting ready to go back to the conference. You know, I took a break so I could come up here to minister to the people here. Now, some of y'all need to go on over there. And you see those stars up there? Go on over there and purchase some of those stars right now so you can be a blessing. Let me prophesy to a few more people here. Let me prophesy to a few more people here, and I'm done. This is for Prophetess Tina Rice. This is a word for you, woman of God. I hear the word of the Lord God said, think it not strange, woman of God. The chapter in your book that I'm writing for you, the chapter in your book that the Lord is writing for you right now is a chapter of discovery and recovery. August, September will be times for you that will open up greater opportunity for you in this season. Your humbleness and where God brought you from is getting ready to open up a major door, two of them, and they're going to shock many people of what's going to transpire for you. The Lord had to cut loose some people from your life for where he's getting ready to put in your life. I'm looking at, like, here's a space. And in this space, you see where my hand is at? But in the middle of that space, it's empty. God had to pull things out of that space to close it. So he had to close it so he can open you up to what he's getting ready to give you for this hour and this dispensation. Now, you have to know that everything that's getting ready to manifest itself, it was all behind your pain. Now your purpose owes you. Some of you, your purpose owes you because you were willing to move beyond what? The temperature, from the temperament to the temperamental, passing the mental to the tempo, to bring you to the peak of where you're getting ready to go in the kingdom of God and the things that the Lord is going to do inside you to bring you into his glory for your life and your adjustment of where he's taking you right now. Think it not strange, Apostle Blandon, where God is getting ready to ignite your ministry for right now and the things that God is getting ready to open for you in such a powerful way, man of God, and your faithfulness of being able to survive the late 90s into 2000 to be where you at right now, and the glory that's getting ready to be revealed to you in this season, greater than signs and wonder. Your body, the Yosha, will carry the synergy of things and the things of God. That's why you're taking care of your health right now. You're eating differently. You're thinking differently because of the revelation of where God is taking you and the manifestation of things that's getting ready to happen. Sister Alexis, this is for you, woman of God. This is that time. The other seasons you wasn't ready for, those seasons would have drew you out. It would have been suicidal. This is the season that God has prepared you for. You are made ready for this season. You are exactly made ready for where God is taking you, woman of God. You have been following us. You have been committed. You have been dedicated. You have been so connected to the things of God. Even in your falling short, you have stayed the course. That's why I bless the Lord for you. Even in your shortcomings, you never quit. You never quit on your own dream. You never let your dream stifle your waking up out of them. Because God is going to move on you in ways imaginable to your thoughts and where he's bringing you right now. So get ready, woman of God, to where the Lord is going to take you. You've been seasoned. As a matter of fact, this next connection going to line your entire body and mind up to the purpose. God literally had to remove people out of your way to take you to a new place in him. So when he takes you back to New York, You won't be on the subway. You'll be on the runway. Oh, you better take off running on that one. Oh, bye-bye, shaka la bo sede. Here be the undo shaka. Because God is getting ready to show many people. This is for... Ah, yala la bo shaka la bo sede. This is the word for you. I don't know who this person is. This is a word for you, Sister Faith Louise. Bless you, woman of God. Let me know what city you're from. This is a word for you. I don't know who invited you, but thank you for coming. Everybody, go on over there and follow me. Hit follow, because there's some things that I'm sharing with the people on next week. You got to follow me for this one. You got to follow me, because there's some things when I tell you about the ceiling coming off the America, they lift the ceiling, and then they didn't put a cap on it. Watch what's getting ready to manifest. Faith Lewis, bless you, woman of God. This is a word for you, woman of God. The Spirit of the Lord God said, I'm moving in you. And when I say he's moving in you, he's directing your path. He's directing your path. I'm looking at three. This means it's your third generation. So 60 years ago, generational ago, not you, 60 years ago, because I don't think you were born there. But God is saying, tell you that, woman of God, in your bloodline was major confusion concerning family. And the family dynamics are changing right now because of who he is in you and what he's going to be able to do in your life. There's some things that you had to battle with called but God is turning those things around for the glory. There's some powerful things that the Lord is doing strategically for you in this season of your life. The enemy has been trying to pull you back, toss you, and twirl you. And I even hear the Lord say, connection. Be very careful of this connection. He's been trying to toss you and twirl you. It's like tumbling you around. But the Lord said, not so. And I'm looking at the next 3 to 7 days. He's going to reveal some things to you that you needed answers to, so you can make the right choices and the decisions in your life for where he's taking you and where you're about to go, says the Spirit of the Lord God. I even speak to some things in your mind that you were carrying, some thoughts in your mind that you needed some exact answers to, especially as you prepare to go into July and the month of July. The month of July is going to turn some things around for you. I don't know what's going on concerning a particular mother, a woman is woman. The Lord says to stay in the place and watch him move on your behalf, because the faith level, he's igniting some things for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. And I decree and declare it is so in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ for your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Bless the Lord for you, the Lord for your life. Bless the Lord for the power for what he's doing in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you, Sister Tammy. This is a word for you, woman of God. And this word is specifically earmarked for what's been held up. I'm looking at paper, some paperwork. Now, this is paperwork right here. Some paperwork and some... this may be for you, but the Lord is dealing with me with this person too, somebody else too. I don't know who these people are. They have something to do with some cryptocurrency, and this other person deal with you dealing with dinars. This is dinars. You got some dinars. This is person. So this is for you. But let me finish this, Sister Tammy, for you. The Lord is saying, tell you, woman of God, the meeting, it's like somebody canceled a meeting. It's like when you get ready for the meeting, it's like something being counseled, a meeting being counseled. And it starts good, delay, starts good, delay, delay. The Lord is saying, tell you, woman of God, everything is working out. There is a stronghold of some European people mishandling a project overseas. And they mishandling it because they don't want the people to tap into it. So the Lord is saying you have to increase your prayer life, increase your strength, so that when he moves, it's going to move all the way through for you and on behalf of you. The things are being set in place and set in motion. So you've been questioning certain things, but don't worry. God has it under control and for you. Even the Lord said the old project in 2016, 17, and 18 that you still have concern about, The Lord said, I'm using you now. And people will not be able to take your ideas and run with it. Even though it looked like they're moving on it, they will not have the benefit of your ideas and the plan that God has for you. And I'm even looking at some things concerning a magazine, a project in that area. The Lord is moving for you exactly to the details. And the Lord said, in this season, you will have, I'm calling for you to prophesy. There's some people that you didn't even want to prophesy to because of what they've done to you. But the Lord said, flow in that spiritual realm. Prophesy into that area. Go forth, woman of God, like never before. Because of where I'm taking you, and I don't know what this has to do with the Atlanta area, something in Atlanta that God is doing for you, some things he's moving for you, the connection he's making. The Lord said, get ready to go into those areas. Get ready to watch what I'm going to do for you and open up for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. You're in a powerful place of worship and praise. And in that place of worship and praise, everything's going to come together for you totally and complete. Don't worry about what the enemy tried to do several weeks ago, because there's somebody that tried to come in and try to alter some things. They try to alter some things. They will not be able to alter those things and steal what God has for you. God have you in a very powerful place, and the enemy will not be able to stop what God is doing for you specifically in detail, woman of God. You have a detailed plan, and your plan is going to manifest itself. Even though there has been some delays concerning 2021 and 2022, You're in that strategic place in the kingdom of God for such a time as this. I thank God for what the Lord is using you for in such a prophetic realm. And the season he has you in is very powerful. Matter of fact, this is what I hear, woman of God. I don't know who these people are who's been using seance. I hear the word seance. I keep hearing the word. Every time I kept mentioning, you know, I keep hearing the word seance, like seance. Your hindrance, I'm looking at this one person, and God is going to reveal it to you. It's been like a question mark, but he's going to reveal it to you, and you're going to know that this person had been dealing with, like, demonic spirit of seance. It's like the spirit of chaos. He's going to reveal it to you, and you're going to know that God, that the hand of God had been on you. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to confuse something. They're trying to cause some confusion. And I'm telling you, woman of God, you in a powerful place in God, but the enemy don't want you to get the resource and the finances that he has for you. And I see you, and matter of fact, I see you wrote something down. It's like something like 5 million. It's like written down, like on the paper, like written down, that number. That's a number. That's that specific number. Go back to that number and look at it, that specific number. And some things were supposed to happen because of that specific number, but the enemy is trying to hinder you. And that's why you were dealing with some attacks on your body. You were dealing with those attacks on your body. You were like, where is this coming from? It was an attack to try to stop you. But I prophesy to this very moment in your thoughts, in your mind, at this very moment, I prophesy that the assignment is over. I abort the assignment of this trap that the enemy wanted to stop, because it was supposed to manifest in 2021. All the details was in place. In 2021, the person that was supposed to be connected to it had some deceptions on them, and it delayed some things, says the Spirit of God. I bless the Lord for you. All right, people of God, I bless you all on today. Thank God for you all. I'm telling you, I'm excited about what the Lord is doing, and we thank God. I thank God for what he's doing for many of you right now and connecting with us in this season. Get ready for our Lifeline Conference next Friday night, the Mantle Conference. Woman of God, you guys go ahead and put that information up there about the Mantle Conference. We want to see you at this Mantle Conference. Prophetess Randall, put it on there. It's going to be in Indiana. We're going to be there Friday night. It starts the 8th through the 10th. We want to see you there. The Mantle Conference is going to be a life-changing conference for many of you all. Join us. register for that conference. I'm telling you, it's going to be a powerful one. I'm looking forward to being there with you all, and I'm going to be there in the building, in the place, ministering on Friday night, 7 o'clock p.m. I want to see you. Go to my Facebook page. More information is there. All right, before I go any further, your new book is out, Sister Carson. You all go look at her book. It's a powerful book. She will bless. Go to her page. She's a powerful woman, and purchase a book. It'll be a blessing to you. Thank you for those who sold into the stars today. We appreciate you on today. Thank God for you. Now, I need as many people to do this for me real quickly. There is a season. This is a very pivotal month, the first of this month, very pivotal. Those of you who will say, Prophet Matthew, I'm going to step out. I'm going to sow a $50 seed. I'm sowing a $50 seed now. If you can do more, please do that. You can do it via Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM, Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. I'm sowing into this. If I can just know that 11 people, 11 of you will step out and sow the $100 seed for what we're doing. We're doing some things in Sierra Leone. The $100 seed, if I can get 11 people to say, I'll sow $100, Prophet Matthew, for 11 people, 11 of you. Now, those of you who will connect and sow the $50 seed, I greatly appreciate that right now. Those of you who will go to Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM, Cash App Money Sign, and sow that seed, I greatly appreciate it there. Those of you who are sowing there, you can do it via Zelle at We Restore You. That's We Restore You, the letter U in the alphabet. We Restore You at yahoo.com. Now, some of you can go to our website. That's where you can register for our conference. Register for our conference, the Lifeline Conference. You can go there too and register for it as well, or you can do it via of Cash App too. I want to see you all there for our Lifeline Conference. The conference next week is going to be awesome in the Lord. Let me go slow because I want everybody to be able to understand. Next Friday is the Mantle Conference hosted by Prophetess Randall, Apostle Greg Jacob. We want you to be there. That's next week. Next week. Register for the Mantle Conference. You can do that there. 2 weeks, 20 days from now, will be our Lifeline Conference. Our Lifeline Conference. Sister Trina, Breakthrough Price, bless you, cousin. I want to see you at the conference too, cuz. I want you to come. Where is the conference? It's in our city. It's in the city of Harvey, Illinois, right outside of Chicago there, at our local church there in Harvey, Illinois. We're the men and women of God from our ministry in Restoration Destiny Center, Texas, is coming. We're bringing all of them there. We want all of them from Texas to come. We're going to have many people coming from around the United States for this conference. I want you to be there in the building. Do you hear me? I want you to be there. We're going to have a powerful time in the Lord. Sister Brenda, you're going to make it this year. We want to see you there in the conference. We want to see everybody connected to this conference there. We're going to have great speakers and great men and women of God. All right? Now we could talk about the seed. I need 11 people to step out and say, Prophet Matthew, this is a faith seed. If it's a faith seed, do it. I want you to understand that this seed is very important for us. Sister, bless you on today to sow that seed. I'm willing to sow the $100 seed to the ministry, and those of you who will step out and sow the $50 seed into the ministry, you can do that at this very time. It will bless your life, and we need your support and need your help. So if you follow me right now, could you put it on the screen so I can know, say, Prophet Matthew, I'm sowing this seed. I need to know that because of what we're doing, right now. Our ministry has been very pivotal to many sons and daughters around the world. And some of you all, I'm telling you, this is a life-changing time for you all. And we need your support. This is the first of the month, and I know I'm believing God for your support and your seed to help us advance the projects that we're doing right now. So will you do that? Let us know. My administrator, Rita Bryan, is showing you how you can do it on Cash App. You can do it on Zelle Thank you, Brother Robert. Thank you, Sister Carson. Thank you. Man of God. Thank you, Sister Johnson. Appreciate it right now. All of you who are stepping out and sowing this seed today, we greatly appreciate your commitment and dedication to the work that we're doing. We appreciate you in advance who are partnering with us, who are connecting with us, who are being part of what we're doing. If you're between ministries and you don't have a covering or a pastor to cover you, reach out to me. Reach out to my office, 877-912-2027. That's 877-912-2027. We want to connect with you. I'm willing to pastor your purpose, help strengthen your ministry, help build you in the things of the kingdom of God. We want to be part. We have other kingdom leaders that are part of it. We're strengthening and supporting all those great men and women of God. But I want to see you at our Lifeline Conference and the Mantle Conference coming up. Amen. Team Texas, bless you on today. Team Virginia, bless you on today. Team Illinois, my very powerful ministry, our awesome Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry. There is a word from the Lord for you all there at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. We want to see you in the building and in the place. I'm telling you, there is a word from the Lord. So we're looking to see you all in the building and in the place. All right. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for those who stay, who keeping us lifted up. Bless you all today, woman of God. We appreciate you as well. And we thank God for the many of you that have stayed the course in this season, in this time, and to support what we're doing. I greatly appreciate you. All right. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll look forward to seeing you later on. Go to Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry to watch our live service. You will be blessed. Those of them who are following us over on Facebook and our social media, bless you on today. Have a great day in the Lord. All right. Make sure you sow that seed today. Do it via Cash App. Thank you, Apostle of the Lord. Thank you so much. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your help, men and women of God. Love you all. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in my court is for you on today. God bless you. It's my prayer for you. Amen.
The Lifeline Prophetic Conference. LaRon Matthews Ministries presents Lifeline Conference 2023.
On the Lifeline.
It happens June 23rd through 25th, 2023 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. Lifeline Conference 2023. This year's theme, Go Big or Don't Go At All. It kicks off June 23rd at 7 p.m. It's praise and worship with Prophet Jamon Durante, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then, Apostle Maurice Simmons of Hampton, Virginia. On June 24th at 10 a.m., get ready for Prophetess Barbara Gaines from Orlando, Florida. On June 24th at 7 p.m., it's Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Harvey, Illinois. Also, Dr. LaRon Matthews will be honored on this night. Sunday, June 25th at 11 a.m., it's Prophetess Selena Randall of Chicago, Illinois.
Lifeline Conference 2023.
12 years of the Lifeline. June 23rd through 25th, 2023. At Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Registration fee is $50. You can register at Cash App. Hashtag RFPIM. At Zelle. At WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. That's WeRestore@Yahoo.com. And at PayPal at www.WeRestoreYou.org. Please put t-shirt size in the memo section. For more information, call 877-912-2027. 877-912-2027. Or 708-825-1988. 708-825-1988. Lifeline Conference 2023. 12 years on the Lifeline. June 23rd through 25th at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries in Harvey, Illinois. Right now, make plans to be there.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027 for rates and available times. To receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoreyou.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.